Thank you. Thank you, everyone. You're a great audience. We've got a wonderful show for you tonight. First of all, we've got special guests, Mr. Maran Sabet and David Gan of Seigakuin University, to talk about themselves and about the English program.
Hello, I'm Mehran Sabet.
And I'm David Gan.
And we are both teachers at Seigakuin University in Aigyo City, Saitama, Japan. And we'll be broadcasting weekly lessons.
Yes, and our program will include English lessons as well as news reports and Seigakuin events.
We'll also have a weather forecast, sports, and interviews with student and faculty.
We're also going to have a quiz, aren't we?
Yes, and we have got beautiful expensive prizes such as...
Lunch?
Mm-hmm.
They say in English, we have an English expression, there's no free lunch, but...
We definitely have a free lunch here if you answer the quiz correctly. And lastly, entertainment. We are looking forward to hearing some of the Seigakuin students' music. We have a lot of talented musicians at our school, don't we, David?
Oh yeah, lots.
Anyway, before we start, I thought our listeners might be interested in getting to know us better. David, why don't you go ahead and tell us about yourself, please?
Sure. I've been teaching here at Seigakuin for just over 2 years now. This is my third year here.
Wow, it's been a short time.
It has been a short time.
Mm.
I've been in Japan for 10 years, though.
Oh, I see.
Right.
Anyway, before we start, I thought our listeners might be interested in getting to know us better. David, why don't you go ahead and tell us about yourself?
Sure. Well, I've been teaching here at Seigakuin for just over 2 years now. This is my third year here. And I've been teaching in Japan for 10 years. But, now America is a foreign country. Yeah, I think Japan is my home.
Yeah, yes. Isn't it funny, David, when you go back, don't you get kind of a culture shock?
Yeah, really. You know, so much has changed in America. Culture, music, politics.
And of course, it doesn't help that we are getting older.
Hey, speak for yourself.
Okay. Well, you have been here for 10 years. I've been here for, for 17 years. Yes, 17 years. I came here on August 29th, 1989.
I came here on, May 11th, 1996.
1960. And David, maybe the listeners would like to know what part of America you're from.
Oh, right. Well, that's right. I'm from Missouri. And Missouri is a state in America, in the Midwest. It's called the Midwest. In fact, it's almost in the exact center of America. It's bordered by seven states. We've got Iowa to the north, Illinois and Kentucky to the east, Arkansas to the south, and Kansas and Nebraska to the west.
How about Oklahoma? Where is Oklahoma?
Oh, that's right. Oklahoma is to the south. West.
I see. Okay.
Yes. So, yeah, seven states.
Seven states. Wow. It's interesting. It's a big state. Well, what's it like there, compared to Japan, when you compare Missouri to Japan?
Well, it's very similar to Saitama and Gunma, actually. It's very green with trees and farms everywhere. But, whereas Saitama is very flat and has very few mountains, and Missouri is very hilly.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of hills or small mountains.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's very good for hiking and cycling and so on. What about yourself, Moran? Are you from the Midwest, like me?
No, no. No, I'm from actually East. It's Middle East. I was born in Iran.
So I'm from the Midwest and you're from the Middle East.
Exactly. Yes, I was born in Iran, and then I spent more than a few years of my life in the States, mainly in California. Later, I came to Japan, and I've been here for the last 17 years. So I consider myself probably to be an international person.
Mm.
And I enjoy living here in Japan, too.
It's a nice country.
It is a nice country. Nice country, nice people, and we have good jobs, too.
Yeah, that's right. I've been here for 3 years now, and I'm really happy teaching here.
Oh, so you like it here? You like teaching here?
Yeah, it's great. You know, we also have a wonderfully international English staff in SCP.
Right, SCP stands for the...
みなさん、こんにちは。聖学院イングリッシュラジオ放送です。今日はボランティア募集のニュースです。6月3日日曜日の9時45分から3時30分にかけて、宮原小学校で宮原子ども祭りがあります。そこでボランティアスタッフとして手伝ってくれる人を募集しています。興味のある人は5月28日の日曜日午後1時半から4時半にかけて、さいたま市宮原公民館で事前準備会があるので足を運んでください。もし5月28日に来れなくても、子ども祭りの当日に来ていただき、スタッフの人に手伝うことを知らせてもらえれば大丈夫です。特に児童学科の学生はいい機会なので行ってみてはどうでしょう。また、児童学科の学生に限らず、地域の人と交流を持てるチャンスなので参加してみてはどうでしょうか。聖学院大学イングリッシュラジオ放送の永井義則でした。
Hello everyone, this is 聖学院 English Radio Broadcast. In today's news, we have only one announcement. There's a children's festival in Miyahara on Saturday, June 3rd. The festival will take place at Miyahara Elementary School.And runs from 9:45 to 3:30. If you would like to become a volunteer for this event, please join the meeting at the city's public hall on Saturday, May 28th. Interested participants will meet on the second floor of the building from 1:30 to 4:30. If you are unable to attend the meeting on the 28th,Just come to the festival and let the people in charge know that you are willing to help. Thank you. Last week on Saturday, Seigakuin students gathered on campus for sports day, but the event was rained out. However, we were able to dedicate the new Hiroomi Yamada sports field. David Gunn was there.To recall this exciting event.
All right, well, we're here on a beautiful sunny day, not at sports day in Seigakuin's sports field. I'm talking with Mr. Ian Pennington in the admissions office. How's the weather today, Mr. Pennington?
Oh, it's a beautiful day, but kind of wet.
Yeah, a little wet. So, what do you think we will do for sports day?
Oh, maybe.The student got injured.
Oh no!
Like what?
Fall down.
Fall down. And, yes. I don't know. Well, something happened.
Yeah, we have to be careful. Do you really think that we'll have a sports day today?
Oh, I don't think so. It's really, I mean, rainy.
Yeah. Yeah.
So maybe we're gonna have ceremony. Then we're gonna quit.The sport.
All right, well, here I am in the Uketsuke area. I'm talking with Miss
I, Suzuki, from the SEP, or International Office.
Hello.
It's raining awfully hard today. What do you think will happen today for the sports day?
I think it's gonna be rained out.
Rained out.
Yeah. It's raining so hard here. We're gonna have nice lunch, then we can go home.
All right, well, here we are. We're in the sports area now. I'm speaking with Mr. Nozomi Kanki. Yeah, Mr. Kanki?
Yes. I work for Student Affairs Office.
Yeah. So, are you enjoying Sports Day today?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, it's wonderful. Out, you know? We're standing under your umbrella right now. So, what do you think will happen? Will we have Sports Day today?
Well, we are having right now the opening ceremony. For ground. This ground is called Yamada Hiromi.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Commemoration of Mr. Yamada Hiromi. He's the athlete. He went to the Olympic twice, I think.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And we are having his name for this ground. Mm. And then, well, of course, we are honored.
ご着席ください。皆様、寒い中、ご参加いただきありがとうございました。これよりジュベナル祭開会式を行います。
先生、私たちは全ての競技においてジュベナル祭ルールにのっとり、2006に参加することを誓います。
競技場内での球技はできません。貴重品は自己管理お願いします。また更衣室はそちらのテントございます。雨が降っておりますので屋外のテントも使ってください。参加者は
というところですが、この状態では体操ができます。全額ジョギングもですね、この中ですと少し走りにくい。
After the opening of the dedication of the Yamada sports field, I did have the opportunity to speak to President Akudo, who had some good words to say about the event.
So, unfortunately, today it's a rainy day, but students' spirit and our teachers, professors' spirit are emotionally very highly. And so today we are very glad because we just named wonderful name. So one of the famous Japanese sports runner, today we had a ceremony. And I'm very, very anxious for students' health.
Yeah.
But I'm very glad students seemed to be cheerful.
Thank you. By the way, this sign I'm looking at, this banner, it says, "Make a little effort each day."
Uh-huh.
Are those the famous words of Mr. Yamada?
Yamada, yes. Yamada. Yamada Memorial Ground.
I see.
Today we named. Okay.
So the students are all making a little effort today.
Yes.
Nice talking to you.
My name is Yoko Kobayashi.
That's right. And how about today's weather?
Today's weather is rainy.
Rainy. I'm speaking with some of the Sports Day staff members, student staff members. How about today's Sports Day?
3年間雨。
A lot of rain. Yeah, today is pretty bad. But last year, Kyonen, we had a little rain. And then, how about 2 years ago? 2年前.
Rain.
3年前?
Rain.
From Seigakuin University campus, this is Yoshinori Nagai reporting.
is I, Fujiwaki, with the free lunch quiz. A father and his son are driving home one rainy night. The father is driving too fast and the road is wet and dangerous. They have a bad accident. The car goes off the road and hits a tree. The father dies and the son is badly injured. At the hospital, the son is laying in the emergency room. He is badly hurt and may die. The doctor walks into the room, looks at the boy and says, I can't operate on this boy. He's my son. How could this be? Who is the doctor? Be the first person to send the answer by email, and you can get a free lunch. Good luck.
English time. As this is our first podcast, listen, maybe we ought to talk about greetings, David.
Yeah, greetings sound like a pretty boring subject, but actually it's quite interesting when you think about it.
Right. Most of our students know, how are you? I'm fine, thank you. But native speakers hardly ever say this. We have more casual expressions.
Yeah, like, how are you? I'm fine, thank you, is a good place to start for beginners in English, but you know, at the junior high and high school level? But by the time you graduate from college, you really need to be able to use more casual English.
And that's what we are going to talk about today.
You know, I'd like to say that one of the reasons students learn these out-of-date phrases is because of a generation gap between older teachers and the youth of today. How do you do? Now, Moran, when was the last time you ever heard a native English speaker say, how do you do?
To be honest with you, I don't remember.
Right. So while we want to teach our students to speak more politely in some situations, we still want them to be able to speak like 18, 19, 20-year-old young gentlemen and ladies.
Yes, yes, yes.
If they go home and do a home stay, they may have some trouble making friends. Well, anyway, where do you think we ought to begin?
Well, since we are teaching teenagers and young adults, why don't we talk about more casual forms of greetings?
Like what?
For example, what's up? What's new? Or, what's happening? How's it going? And even, how you doing?
Yeah, that's a pretty good place to start.
So, David, what are some of the typical responses to greetings such as what's up or what's new?
Well, I think most people would say something like, not much, or same old thing. You know, or if we answer honestly, we might say, I'm pretty busy, or I'm tired.
So, these kind of greetings are rather casual. I guess for more formal greetings, we could say, how are you?
Yeah, it's important to understand that how are you is not a greeting to use on the first meeting.
Mm.
It's a greeting to be used when you meet someone you already know.
Right.
If you meet somebody for the first time, it's okay to say, nice to meet you.
Yes.
We do use that, don't we?
Yes, yes, indeed. We use nice to meet you. And we say nice to meet you too, right?
Sure.
Yes, okay.
We do still use those.
Yes, yes.
Even today.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And unfortunately, many people confuse the expression how do you do with how are you doing.
Right. How are you doing means exactly the same thing as how are you.
And the expression how do you do is so old-fashioned that, well, you just never hear it anymore. When you think about it, what does it mean anyway? How do I do what?
So, to summarize our lesson, the key points are, with friends, we can use expressions such as what's up, what's new, what's happening, or how's it going?
And we should remember not to use these greetings with our teachers, bosses, or people we don't know well.
That's right. In those situations, it's better to just say, nice to meet you. And David, when can we use how are you or how are you doing today?
Well, Moran, those are expressions to use with people we see every day. For example, when our coworkers come into the office in the morning.
I see.
Lastly, speaking old-fashioned English and speaking polite English are two different things. You know, if you say, how do you do, you won't sound polite. You'll just sound strange.
Okay.
All right, well, that's your English lesson for today. And next week, we'll be talking about A different subject.
Yes. We don't know yet.
We don't know yet, but
we're going to think about it.
We'll be back next week.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you for listening.
Goodbye, everyone.
Bye.
Be very quiet. We're in the tombo now with the crickets and the frogs and other insects and life of nature. And we're out here now because I want to play for you a song which I wrote myself and which I composed on a Macintosh computer. If you would like for your own music to be played on our show, if you have a band or a group, please send us your CD and we will be happy to play it on our program. Now let's listen to some relaxing nighttime music. This is David Gill. Thank you for listening.